The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, will today bring to Cabinet over 50 destinations that government representatives will visit for St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, headlining those visits will be the Taoiseach visiting the White House and Washington, D.C. But against the backdrop of a U.S. president threatening to annex part of a sovereign European country before striking a deal with NATO and then backtracking, whose immigration officials have killed two American citizens in Minneapolis, and countless disparaging remarks about domestic and international political leaders and tariffs being scattered around like snuff at a wake, should Ireland actually be participating in a White House visit? Well, according to a poll in today's Irish Daily Mail, 47% are opposed to the Taoiseach meeting with Trump, with just 35% in favour. Joining us to debate what we should be doing on March 17th, or just before, depending on how it falls in the Oval Office, we've got Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne and People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd-Barrett. Good morning and welcome. Malcolm Byrne, I mean, shaking hands with Trump, I think, would be a distasteful experience for many Irish people in any situation at the moment. Why should the Taoiseach go?
Good morning, Pat. Well, this is not about agreeing or endorsing any of Donald Trump's policies. And certainly I, and indeed the Taoiseach, I know, would disagree with many of them. And the Taoiseach has indeed voiced that around issues such as, respect for international law. The Taoiseach has been very strong, for instance, about the future sovereignty of Greenland being a matter for the people of Greenland. But Ireland has values and interests. The visit to the White House and to the United States is more than about the Shamrock Ceremony, which dates back to the time of President Eisenhower. It's about a series of meetings that will be happening on Washington, D.C., which will explore trade issues, ongoing support for the peace process, education and cultural links, meeting with some of the Irish diaspora. And Donald Trump is the democratically elected President of the United States. If the invitation is extended...
Is this man... Hang on. When you say democratically elected, that's... numerically, that's probably true. The American system is a bit flawed with the Electoral College and so on and so forth. But he was elected. But is he behaving in a democratically elected fashion? After all, he's penalising the states and the cities which are run by his political opponents. Now, you wouldn't wear that in Ireland if there was a particular party in power that you disagreed with and they started to penalise local councils because they were of an opposite political persuasion. You wouldn't live with that in Ireland. So...
I wouldn't, Pat, and it wouldn't be acceptable. But the point that I made is this is not about agreeing or supporting any of Donald Trump's positions. This is about representing Ireland's best interests. That includes the fact that there are about 246,000 people employed in Ireland by American companies. And obviously, those jobs in our economy is really important to the government.
Okay, Richard Boyd-Barrett, hold your nose and go.
Yeah, look, first of all, these aren't normal political differences that might exist between us and normal states. And I would say it is very much in our interests, as well as being in line with any sort of principles, to say we have to stand up to Trump and we shouldn't be whitewashing his crimes, because they are very much out of the normal run of things. He has armed and supported a genocidal massacre against the Palestinian people. He's now assembled a gang of dictators and war criminals to run Gaza that has been devastated. He's threatening a trade war. He has attacked a sovereign country, Venezuela. He has threatened Greenland. He has threatened Canada. He's threatened Mexico. He's imposing punitive tariffs on countries that even suggest that they have a problem with his threats. He is trying to goad this country into Europe, into spending masses of more on weapons and arms. And of course, he's executing people, American people, on the streets and terrorizing immigrants, people of color in the United States itself, including, by the way, Irish migrants. in the United States, where there is literally terror among huge sections of the U.S. Population at the face of his policies. And that's
Richard,
that's,
I mean, I know, and there are so many reprehensible things about Trump, and he's got the Epstein files hanging over him. Now, if anything were to emerge between now and March 17th about the Epstein files, his presence or his activities, I have no doubt that an Irish Taoiseach would have to walk away, because you don't go shaking hands if it turns out he's a paedophile or a paedophile protector. You just don't do that. But if that were the case, I presume his own Republican Party would have removed him by then. So that's probably not going to be an issue one way or the other.
But on that note, Pat, on that note, I mean, let's remember the calculated, deliberate insult to the Taoiseach last year and to the entire country, when he didn't invite, you know, even though the Irish government, wrongly in my opinion, wanted to go and meet him on Patrick's Day. On Patrick's Day, he didn't actually have the Irish Taoiseach in the White House. He had Conor McGregor, who had recently been convicted of raping Nikita Hand. And that was a calculated insult and humiliation to the Irish government.
Now, be careful about that conviction, because that was, if you like, a civil case that was adjudicated.
It was a civil case, but nonetheless, it was a civil case in which he was found guilty of raping Nikita Hand. And to invite him and to declare on that day, on Patrick's Day, that he was, I think he said he was his favourite Irish person. I mean, really and truly, like, so even when the Irish government get down and grovel in front of this guy, all he does is insults people, threaten them, bully them. And, I think it is fairly obvious Trump is a danger to his own population, to the world, to humanity. And at some point, you have to stand up to somebody who is pursuing these sort of crazed, dangerous policies and trying to bully the world into submission.
I just want to clear up that Nikita Hand thing. The jury at the civil trial found that he raped Ms. Hand in a hotel room in December 2018 and awarded her just under €250,000 in damages. That being a civil trial, I mean, if that was a criminal conviction, he would not be allowed into the United States. So the end of, and he is allowed into the United States. Anyway, that's just by the way. Malcolm Byrne, do you want to respond?
Well, I suppose Richard is being consistent, because Richard would have opposed, you know, previous Taoiseach meeting with President Biden, with President Obama. This is not about endorsing the particular policies of a certain president. It's about the long-standing family, historical, cultural trade links between Ireland and the United States. And indeed, for St. Patrick's Day, it is a marketing mission for Ireland. It's about promoting the opportunities that are available to do business with Ireland, but also for us to speak about our values and our interests right around the world. And that includes support for the peace process, support for protecting Irish immigrants in the United States and in other parts of the world. And I'll use the example recently. I mean, I'm probably one of the strongest critics of the Chinese Communist Party and some of the human rights abuses that happens in China. But when the Taoiseach went to China, he was right to meet with Xi Jinping and some of the leaders of the CCP, and at the same time as raising issues around trade, and we do want to engage in trade, also raising our concerns around human rights. And I'm quite certain that the Taoiseach will, as he has always done, raise concerns around geopolitical issues as well as human rights. You've got to remember that last year, if you remember when the Taoiseach went to meet Donald Trump, it was a year after that awful meeting with President Zelensky, wherein the Oval Office, President Trump, but more particularly J.D. Vance, insulted President Zelensky, and the Taoiseach raised, you know, the importance of standing by Ukraine against Russian aggression. So I'm quite confident in.
Yeah, but you saw last year that President Trump tried to make a fool of Micheál Martin with the references to Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, but I think everybody knows that, you know, Donald Trump is transactional, and I think if you respond to every remark that Donald Trump makes, I mean, you know, he changes his mind.
Isn't this the problem, that everyone says, oh, yeah, that's just Donald Trump, and allows him all sorts of latitude, which would not be allowed to anybody else, even members of his own cabal? They wouldn't get away with this stuff. But they say, oh, it's just Donald. I mean, that's the way spoiled brats get spoiled further.
And that is the case. But the meetings in Washington, D.C., which include with Republicans and Democrats, in the House and the Senate, and remember that Ireland, in support for the peace process, is one of the few issues on which there is bipartisan agreement. It is important that we continue to do that. I think if we want to debate, you know, geopolitics, I've no problem in terms of doing that. I think the speech by Mark Carney set, at Davos last week set out a very clear path for, if you like, those middle ground countries.
Indeed. But, and what did he get for his trouble? A threat of 100% tariffs from Trump if he dared do a trade deal with China.
Which he backed. Yeah, look, and which Trump will back down on again, we believe.
Can I put this to you? I'm looking at a report about De Valera's journey to the private home of Herr Hempel to express his condolences on the death of Hitler. Now, that is a stain on your party and on your late esteemed leader and former president of Ireland, Eamon De Valera. He has not really been forgotten, if not forgiven, for that particular reprehensible action.
Yeah, and I'm quite happy to look at stuff in a historical context, Pat, if you want to go back to the 1940s.
No, I'm just saying, if it turns out in the light of history that Trump is as evil and dangerous a person as some portray him in our own time to be, would not Micheál Martin perhaps be cast in the same light as De Valera?
I don't think so. I mean, I think in the modern world, the interconnected world, it is vital that you meet sometimes with people with whom you may vehemently disagree, which I know the Taoiseach on so many issues does. The White House visit and the visits on St. Patrick's Day, though, are more than about the symbolism of the bowl of shamrock. It's about the relationship between Ireland and the United States. And for us, and this is a real concern because, you know, there are 246,000 people employed by U.S. companies based in Ireland. So we are probably, unlike the opposition, we are interested in protecting jobs and workers in those sectors. But it is also important to be able to raise our concerns around geopolitical issues. We have to remember that we are still seeing the horrors going on in Ukraine, and it's important for Ireland, as with every other European country.
Richard,
to talk about Putin.
The other side of that argument. I mean, I put it to Malcolm about De Valera and all the rest of it, but the argument that they will advance is, he's only there for another 3 years. Life goes on. These contacts we have with the American political establishment are very important. So we put up with this man for 3 more years, and then hopefully things will revert to the normal diplomacies that we've been used to.
Look, first of all, nobody has any difficulty with Irish political leaders going over and meeting people with the United States to celebrate our National Day, to promote economic or cultural or other relations. In fact, I think we should do that. But Trump is a different proposition. And I'm fairly sure, I think, that no leading political representative or minister will be going and meeting Vladimir Putin, because he has rightly been condemned for the war crimes he's committing in Ukraine. But
Russia's not a great investor in Ireland.
So, in other words, principle out the window. It's purely to do with trade. Now, I said I don't have a problem with us going over and developing economic relations with people over there. But this is a political meeting to celebrate our National Day and essentially give legitimacy to, for example, it was something I didn't mention earlier on, but let's highlight this one as well. Somebody who has imposed personalized punitive sanctions on representatives of the United Nations and the ICC, the International Criminal Court, who have tried to uphold international law. Now, our government is always going on about how it stands for international law, and yet we have a Trump administration who is imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court. As another example, like ripping up international law, human rights, and so on in front of our eyes, and literally is a threat to the world. Now, why on earth would we celebrate our National Day? I don't even have a problem with us confronting him politically at some political meeting, but this is celebrating our National Day, our cultural identity, and so on, with Trump in a way that would be beneficial to him. Okay. And by the way, last year when Micheál Martin went there, he didn't in any way stand up to him on geopolitical issues or anything else. In fact, he laughed along with Trump when Trump said that the housing crisis in Ireland was a sign of success. An absolutely shocking statement, but, you know, of course, in line with his identity as a property speculator.
I'm asking you to step back a little bit and to look at the continuity of this endeavour from the time it started and the kind of access that Ireland gets to the White House, to the Oval Office every year. And you know, if you break that continuity, that chain, perhaps we'll never get it back. And it is, you know, a significant bonus for Ireland over many other countries who'd love to have their national day marked in the White House.
I think we would be thanked by probably a majority of people in America if we snubbed Trump. And I think many of the political opponents of Trump would be delighted, quite frankly. So I don't really accept that. And also, by the way, it was mentioned that in 3 years he's gone. It's absolutely clear, and he says it publicly, he's considering at least breaching the American Constitution and trying to go for a third term. His supporters are saying that this is a man who's ripping up the rule book. He has no respect for democracy. He's no respect for rights, for anything, for anybody else's concerns except his own narcissistic, bullying, imperialist agenda. Okay. And I really think we have to stand up to it.
Richard, thank you very much. Last words to you, Malcolm.
Look, this is about the long-running relationship between Ireland and the United States. It's about trade, it's about culture, it's about education, it's about family and historical links. We can't afford to lose that. If we lose it this year, there's no guarantee that we'll get it back into the future. I've no doubt whoever the next president of the United States is, Richard will oppose whoever the Taoiseach is at that time. But I think it's important for Ireland, particularly to project our jobs in the current global uncertainty.
Okay, we will leave it there. Malcolm Byrne, TD, spokesperson on climate, environment and energy, Fianna Fáil, Wicklow, Wexford, TD, and Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit, TD for Dunleary. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.